Along the creek in the dark, Whitberry and Coy Dawkins followed a narrow trail that was rutted with gullies and roots all along the way toward Rooster Krabs' cabin.
We should have made Shorty come with us. This damn trail's hard enough to follow in the daytime when you can see what the hell's in front of you.
We don't need Shorty. He wouldn't be no good to us anyway, bellyaching about that shoulder, about it being his shooting arm. When we get to Rooster Shack, I'm gonna burn it down. With him in it, he won't come out. Hope that damn gunslinger's still with him. And this time, we'll shoot him on sight.
They continued following the narrow path through the trees as the darkness seemed to deepen by the minute. Then, seeing a light through the trees, Whit sat tall in the saddle and then swung his head to Coy.
I see a light through those trees in that patch up ahead. Maybe we'd best be careful till we get a little closer.
What for? Hell, we can't see 4 feet in front of us. They sure ain't gonna be able to see us in these trees.
As they continued, neither saw the lone man on the bay horse, watching them pass by no more than 15 yards away. They were still unaware of his presence when Pearly guided Buck out onto the tiny trail behind them. As they approached a small open spot in the trees, Pearly looked up to notice a large oak with a stout limb extending over the trail. It gave him an idea. He took the coil of rope he had gotten from his packs and shook it out to fashion a loop. Moving Buck up a little closer to the big man on the gray, Pearly started whirling his lasso round and round over his head. When he released it, the loop went over the limb, dropped over Coy's shoulders, and was drawn up tight, pinning his arms to his sides. It happened so fast and so suddenly that Coy didn't know what was happening. By the time he did, Coy was helpless to do anything about it, finding himself in midair when his horse went out from under him. Pearly immediately halted Buck to keep the rope taut, looped it around his saddle horn, then urged Buck backwards to hoist Coy a little bit further off the ground.
Hey! Wait! Come on back!
Pearly immediately had Buck traverse to an oak just off to his left at the edge of the trail and transferred the rope to the oak trunk, leaving Coy Dawkins dangling above the floor of the trail.
Hey! Whit! Come on back!
Huh? Up ahead in the darkness of the trail, Whit heard the sudden bellowing of Coy behind him. He unholstered his .44 and spun his horse around the narrow trail and started back, only to see the vague shape of a horse appear out of the darkness, half hidden by the brush between them.
Coy, where are you?
When there was no reply, Whit cocked his pistol and urged his horse forward, trying to get a better look through the bushes. Whit realized it was Coy's horse, but Coy was not in the saddle.
What the hell?
Shaking his head, he gigged the gray and started back down the path, half expecting to meet Coy on foot. Short of that, he thought he might find him with a broken leg or arm, and that was what all the yelling was about. Whit nervously looked about the darkness on either side of the trail, and then pulled up on the reins of the gray when he came to a dark form floating in the air before him. He remained there, uncertain whether he should approach it or not.
Well, you gonna get me down from here or not?
Well, I'll be damned. What the hell you doing up there?
What the hell does it look like I'm doing, you damn fool? Coming down from here.
Whit stepped down from his horse and walked up to his dangling partner and stood looking at him as if truly amazed.
How'd you get hung up there?
I don't know. Must have run into a snare or something. I don't know why you didn't get caught in it. Now quit jawing and cut me down.
Let me see what it's tied to.
Whit started to walk around him, but froze when he heard the clicking of a cocking hammer and felt the barrel of the pistol against the back of his neck, at the same time feeling his Colt 44 being lifted out of his holster.
Now, I want you to sit down, engine style, with your legs crossed under. Please, don't make any sudden moves. This Colt of mine has a hair trigger, and sometimes it goes off just looking at it hard.
Whit crossed his feet and sat down.
Now, put your hands behind your back.
You ain't got no call to ambush folks riding on this trail. We was just minding our own business, wasn't bothering nobody.
Is that a fact? Where were you going?
Whit gave no answer, but angrily shifted his weight on the ground.
Cross your hands behind your back.
Whit reluctantly thrust his hands behind his back as Pearly quickly slipped a loop of rope over his wrists and drew it up tight, then bound them securely. Then he pulled Whit over on his side, and with the other end of the short piece of rope, bound his ankles. Once he had his prisoners secure, he tied their horses in the trees. Then he stepped back to consider his situation.
Where's your third friend?
You better worry about him. When he finds out about this, you're as good as dead.